This story highlights just one of many ways in which changes to federal immigration policies have affected the lives of San Joaquin Valley residents. For the last few months, we at Valley Public Radio have been covering these changes out of the Trump administration and their consequences, particularly on those seeking legal status in this region. Here in the studio to continue the conversation is our own Monica Velez, who will give us a recap of how immigration policy changes have been impacting different communities here in the Valley. Monica, welcome.
Hi, thanks.
So earlier this month, you profiled a woman from El Salvador living in Fresno. She's undocumented, but has been seeking asylum in the U.S. since fleeing domestic violence. After the Attorney General made changes to asylum policy, her case was turned upside down. Can you tell us more about how and why that happened?
Yeah, so during the Obama administration, an immigration court, they ruled that domestic and gang violence were valid asylum claims. But in June, the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, he overturned that decision. And what he said was that the law doesn't intervene in private or personal matters. So for Anna, her case got completely turned upside down because she was applying for asylum because she was fleeing domestic violence. And within days, her attorney, he had to tell her that, okay, like the law changed now. So we're going to have to figure out what else we can do.
So it seemed like she was going to qualify for asylum, and then overnight things changed for her.
Yes. And that's exactly what her attorney told me, that he had to call her back like within a week of her coming in to see him in the first place. And he kind of had to be like, all right, we kind of have to, you know, find to see if there's another game plan.
And so she, of course, is not a lone case. I imagine that's happening to lots of people who themselves are fleeing, because that's a major reason that people are coming into the U.S., right, is to flee, you know, domestic and gang violence.
Yeah. So many of the local attorneys I talked to for this story, they did say that a lot of their clients from Central America and Mexico, the main thing that they're fleeing is domestic and gang violence. So for people who are in the Valley, this has had a really big impact for a lot of different cases. And it's kind of now people are kind of just in limbo, you know, trying to figure out how they can argue for their clients in different ways.
And so your reporting on this is really important, because a lot of us think of these asylum seekers as they're the ones who are walking and approaching the border on foot, perhaps. But you're saying that a lot of these folks are already here for one reason or another and are seeking that immigration status from here already in the San Joaquin Valley.
Yeah. Anna arrived here maybe almost a year ago, a little bit less than a year ago. And, you know, she got to the border and she talked to an asylum officer there. And in the documents, he actually did put that, yes, she did have a credible fear finding under domestic violence. And she was going to be able to apply for asylum. And then she had, you know, she had a notice to appear in court to try to, like, fight her case. But it changed pretty suddenly.
You've also reported on how the presence of ICE or Immigration and Customs Enforcement in the Fresno courthouses has attorneys really concerned for their clients who are seeking a particular protective visa called a U visa. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so the U visa is a visa that was designed to help law enforcement catch criminals, because a lot of undocumented immigrants are more vulnerable to crimes, because a lot of people have this fear of not wanting to go to law enforcement because, you know, they fear that they might get deported because they are undocumented. So this was a way for them to have some legal protection from deportation. And it's also a pathway to citizenship. So after they were approved for a U visa, after 3 years, they're able to apply for a green card. And this is where a local attorney in Fresno told me that he's kind of seen some changes in the U visa process. So after someone gets a U visa, all of their past crimes are pardoned. And recently, something that's been happening under the Trump administration that hasn't been happening under the Obama administration is that immigration officers are pretty much reevaluating past crimes that people were already pardoned for, supposedly. And so this is just kind of another barrier, another step of making it harder for people to kind of go into that process of getting their green card.
And so how is that situation specifically problematic for these people with these ICE agents being in the courthouses?
Yeah. So in order to qualify for a U visa, you have to be a victim of a violent crime, and you also have to be willing to cooperate with law enforcement. And so for a lot of these attorneys have told me, for a lot of their clients, that means that they have to go to the courthouse to testify. And even though there hasn't been reports in Fresno of victims testifying, getting arrested, there's been reports of that happening around the country, and attorneys have said just that is enough to scare a lot of their clients. And that's one of their main concerns.
And of course, ICE being at Valley courthouses is not a new thing, right?
No, it's not, actually. This is kind of dated back to 2013, actually in Kern County. So the ACLU, they wrote a letter to ICE officials in 2013, kind of detailing a list of instances of where undocumented immigrants were arrested at courthouses throughout Kern County. And this all happened between 2012 and 2013. And some of the people got arrested for things like they were there to pay traffic tickets and ended up getting picked up by ICE. Or one person was actually there to get married and, you know, ended up getting arrested that day.
And of course, we're hearing reporting about this from around the country as well. And then, of course, earlier this year, you reported on how the Trump administration's zero tolerance policy has been affecting agriculture and even flea markets. Why is that?
The zero tolerance policy, it has many undocumented immigrants in the valley afraid. So it seems like there's this culture of fear that's been building up and continues to be spreading since the beginning of Trump's strict immigration rhetoric. And I went to some flea markets and talked to some vendors, talked to some of the people there, just, you know, buying stuff at the flea markets. And it was a very common thread where everybody was saying, like, for instance, vendors were saying that their businesses have gotten a lot slower and not as many people have been coming out to the flea markets. And they think a lot of it has to do with people are scared that ICE has like kind of a large presence in the valley and that that's somewhere where they can go and be deported. And the same kind of goes for customers who are there. You know, I talked to one woman at the flea market and she said that she noticed that there's a lot of people no longer coming to these places because of, you know, they're afraid. They're afraid for their families and they don't want to get like split up.
There's been a lot of reporting from the border and from other parts of the country that new policies from the Trump administration have made it harder for immigrants to obtain legal status. It's causing a lot of fear within immigrant communities. And it sounds like that's what you're finding here in this area as well.
Yeah. So the different policy changes that I've been following that affect a lot of the communities in the San Joaquin Valley, it seems like a lot of people have to go like a step further to try to gain their legal status, or there's, you know, small tweaks to different policies that make it, you know, a little like make it that much harder to gain legal status and also making it harder for the attorneys who have to argue for their clients.
Well, we'll continue covering this over time. Monica Velez is a reporter here at Valley Public Radio covering immigration. Monica, thanks so much.
Thank you.